Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Yeah, we're going to move on. So thank you to Dr. Trudy Smith. As I said, you know, when we hit kind of this June, July, and as winter hits South Africa, I don't know about you, but I don't have more energy. I seem to have less energy. I just want to contract a little bit to stay warm. And it's always the delicious food that makes me feel a whole lot better. And it takes a lot more energy and a lot more perseverance to put on my cold gym clothes and go off to gym. And yet at the beginning of the year, we feel so good and positive about what we want to achieve in the year. So I think this is such an amazing time to get some practical tips and ideas from a trainer, a person who has dedicated her life to it and to helping people. It's kind of like pressing the reset button. I have Colleen Peterson, owner of CrossFit Anywhere in Remsburg, Johannesburg, on the line. Colleen, welcome and thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Nikki. Thank you so much for having me.
It's lovely to have you. As I said, I'm certainly speaking for myself and definitely people who I have shared these thoughts with, and that is we kind of hit a slump. It's that winter slump, Colleen. I don't know. I mean, you are really into your fitness, but do you find with your clients this time of the year that it just gets a little bit harder when it gets dark later in the, you know, the sun rises later and the sun sets early and it's cold? What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, absolutely. This is definitely the time. I think we're feeling winter a little bit earlier this year than previous years. So we definitely are seeing a little bit of a slump off in terms of our members. You know, they're battling to get out to training and to stick to their training routines. So we definitely are seeing it. I myself, if you look at me now, I'm sitting, I've got a blanket over my legs. I've got gloves on. That's how cold it actually is. So yeah, definitely all around.
So Colleen, you know, you're looking at people, when it comes to fitness, we talk about physical fitness, but there's mental fitness that goes along with it. Perhaps you can share some insights into some common pitfalls that people encounter when trying to maintain their fitness resolutions, especially, you know, as I said, as the year progresses, what are some of those pitfalls?
So yeah, Nikki, I mean, everybody, as you mentioned early on, we start with the best intentions, especially at the beginning of the year. You know, we're off to a new milestone. It's a new year. Even as our birthdays come around, you know, that saying we'll start fresh on Monday. And then after the long weekend, you know, it just takes a bit of a dive. But then life happens and other things take priority. Before you know it, it's months later and we wonder where the time flew off to. But what I'm finding is some of the common things or the common themes, especially from my members and from my experience, is people are not finding time. They're either not feeling motivated or they're not being able to afford it. You know, that's some of the common excuses that I hear. And then also, obviously, now it's too cold. I don't want to get out. I'm not motivated. But I also believe that one of the main factors is that someone hasn't necessarily found a fitness routine that suits their lifestyle. So they lose interest very quickly. It becomes a grudge purchase. And that's when they tend to, you know, fall off the bandwagon.
I think that's such a very good point, actually, because we're all different and we all like little different things. I mean, everyone's going and playing paddle at the moment, and that's a wonderful way of keeping fit if you don't injure yourself. And then, of course, there's dance if you want to do something different. And then there's the weight training and you can yogas and Pilates and just so many amazing things. And I love that we have the choice. In terms of CrossFit, I mean, when I think of CrossFit, I think, wow, you've got to be fit and strong. Tell us a little bit about what kind of exercise CrossFit is.
Well, CrossFit is basically for functional fitness, if you want to call it that. And I think there definitely is the idea out there that, you know, CrossFit is for somebody that's completely fit and that, you know, you've got to be running for miles on ends and you'll be able to lift all these heavy weights. But it's essentially a cross between a bit of gymnastics, a bit of weightlifting, and then also some cardio. But what a lot of people don't realize is that CrossFit is very much scalable. So it is there for somebody that's walking in that's never done fitness before at all. So it's completely scalable for anybody walking in off of the street that wants to give it a try. And as and when you progress throughout your CrossFit journey, you start becoming stronger, you start becoming fitter, you start becoming more confident in certain movements. And it's over time and consistency that you actually gain your fitness level, from that perspective.
Would you say that you become more fit, or that you become stronger, or that you lose weight? I mean, what if I go to a yoga class? I know there's going to be core strength, but I know there's going to be a lot of flexibility and stretching. So I'm clear on that with the Pilates. If I'm going to a spinning class, I know it's going to be high aerobic. In terms of CrossFit, is it everything? Am I going to go and lose a tremendous amount of weight? If I want to lose weight, is CrossFit the way to go? What would you say are the highlights, or the advantages rather?
I think that, everybody, definitely from my experience, everybody joins CrossFit specifically for a very different reason. A lot of people wants to lose weight. Some people wants to get stronger. Some people actually just comes out to have a good time. So in my case, if I can just draw on my own personal experience, the reason why I joined CrossFit was because I was so busy in my corporate job. I was in a senior role many years ago, and I wasn't finding time for anything other than work. I was the first one in, I was the last one to leave. I was mentally stressed out. I was constantly on edge. I had such anxiety, and I needed an outlet. And my friend actually recommended CrossFit. So when I joined it more as a way of escaping. And what I found through my journey was that I became so confident. I loved the feeling that as a woman, and I'm in my 40s, I might add now, but I love the fact that I'm able to move my body the way that I'm able to move my body. I love what it does for me from a mental standpoint as well. And I love the people that I met along the journey. So for me personally, it was a case of community. It was finding people that were like-minded. And I loved the fact that I had something other than work that I could go to and that I could really make my own. And it was through that love of CrossFit that I decided to embark on this journey of, empowering others through the journey of fitness, however that might look. And whether that is Pilates or whether that is yoga, everybody needs to find something that's going to work for them because not everybody wants to throw around weights and not everybody wants to get onto an assault bike. So it really, really does look different for everybody, and the journey is different for everybody.
I suppose it's just got to give it a try. You've just got to go out there
Yeah,
and try. Colleen,
absolutely.
we're going to take a break. After the break, let's look at that whole time management, because we are busy. And how do we shift in our brains the importance of being fit physically, emotionally, mentally fit? Quick break, we'll be right back.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, welcome back to the DL Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM. We're talking fitness and exercise and staying fit. I have Colleen Peterson, who's the owner of CrossFit Anywhere in Remsach, and we're just talking about finding the exercise that you like, finding something that you enjoy. And Colleen, you said something really important when you went the CrossFit journey, is that you found the community is what you enjoy, the like-minded people. And there's a lot to be said for that. A lot more people are staying at home and working from home. There's a lot more isolation. And I think to be able to go and exercise, whatever it is, as I said, whether you it's paddle or joining a CrossFit class or going to a yoga class or whatever, it is community that is so important. We spoke about that it's not just a physical thing. We kind of just touched on that, the mental aspect is so important. You were feeling this burnout from work. And so we've got all these things we're trying to do. Like people are talking about, we'll breathe and then do mindfulness and then do meditation and then do this thing and then exercise and this and then try that and earth yourself and do a whole lot of things. And they're only 24 hours in a day. So how did, and certainly you did it from being the first to arrive and the last to leave. Is it a shift in your mindset? How do you then start shifting things so that you realize that your fitness or exercise or whatever that is important, and you need to allocate time for that.
Absolutely. So I call it, you know, a bit of a reality check, which is not a new thing. But the first thing that I actually decided to do was find myself a coach. I found myself a transformational coach, which was a more senior person than I had in my corporate job. And I really needed to start documenting things, which sounds really like a cliche, but I promise, once you start documenting things, you start holding yourselves, you know, ourselves accountable. And then we start asking the question, what are we really spending on our time on every single day? When we document it down, you know, I certainly found that the things that I was spending time on was really just hogwash. You know, I prioritized absolutely everything instead of the things that was the most important to me. Mm-hmm. So I always find that there was things that I had to do that I didn't have to do. So we end up, you know, overwhelming ourselves because we also see all these different versions of what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to do it. And then we get caught up on what we should be doing rather than working on the things that we can do, you know. And that's where we hold our real power. So when I talk about the reality check, I mean, actually go down and document exactly what takes up your time during the week and what takes up your time, you know, during the month. And if you really are true to yourself, you're going to start finding that it's not that we don't have the time. It's really about what we are prioritizing our time on. And that's where we actually find time, you know, to do the things that we really want to do for ourselves.
Mm. Yeah, it's not that you don't have the time. You're not making the time.
We're not making the time. And, you know, it really is easier said than done. I'm being the first to admit it. It's easier said than done. Because we talk ourselves into things. But if we really are being truthful to ourselves, we really can prioritize the things that are more important.
Yeah. You know, I always talk about social media, and I always talk about, you know, going and reading, and you get lost. And I find that I go down that rabbit hole very easily, more and more easily. In fact, I even found reading books started to get more difficult because our focus is just not what it used to be, because we have our attention being split all the time, and we're attracted to the drama and the dopamine. And I've had to really manage that. As you've said, what you did was write down and look at how much time I'm spending on it. And how much time, when you get lost in it, or when you get out of it, you go, oh my God, I've just lost 40 minutes. 40 precious minutes, which really could have been used in such a beneficial way. Unless you were doing something beneficial with your time. So I think it's a really important point, Colleen. Colleen, perhaps you can just, because we don't have much time left, but I know that you've got 5 practical tips to turn excuses into actions and reclaim our fitness. Perhaps you can just share those 5 practical tips with our audience.
Sure. So I think the first one is, you know, not having enough time, which is really very common. You know, we say I don't have time to exercise, I wear many hats, but the thing is, we just spoke about it now, you have to prioritize. If you can find even half an hour in your diary once a week to just do a hike or go for yoga with friends, it's really just one of the top excuses that I find in terms of, you know, trying to reclaim your fitness journey. The second one is being too tired. You know, we hear this a lot, and especially now that it's getting a little bit colder, people find that, you know, there's just so many things happening. And before we've even wiped our eyes out, it's at the end of the day, you haven't made time to do anything for yourself because you're running around all over the place. So being too tired, I really hear this very, very, very often. Lack of motivation. So we are, you know, the hardest part is getting started. I talk about a 5-second rule that I learned off an author. Her name is Mel Robbins. And she basically wrote the book on the 5-second rules that basically says the moment you have an instinct to act on a goal, you must actually have a countdown and physically move or your brain's going to stop you. So not being motivated is something that I hear quite often. And then Another thing is the fear of looking silly. So we spoke about CrossFit earlier on. You know, women don't sometimes think that, you know, it's the most gracious thing to fly around weights in a gym or a CrossFit box. So we stop ourselves from actually, you know, not showing up at the gym. It's very easy to fall prey to your own mind when you feel like you're looking silly exercising. So it's really about getting over that fear of looking silly. And then, yeah, one of the last things was around budgeting. People tend to view fitness as a luxury rather than a necessity. And I really think that we need to start changing the narrative and categorize fitness as a top priority because of what it means to you, both from a physical perspective as well as mental. Because investing in our health is one of the most valuable investments that we can make. And, you know, you mentioned it earlier, Nikki, there are so many options out there, so many free options, so many budget conscious options out there, you know, that we can use at our disposal to get us going. So I think, yeah, in essence, we really just need to change the narrative on how we view fitness. It really is about turning your excuses into practical ways of how to actually get yourself going and not make the excuse, you know, and just give yourself a long, good look and say, you know, how can I make this work for me within, you know, my means?
I love all of those tips. And, you know, as you said, prioritizing your health. And I think it's important to just to make our listeners aware that when we're talking about health, we're not just talking about physical health. Mental health, it benefits greatly from exercise, because when you're exercising, you get dopamine released into your system. The feel-good hormones are automatically released into your system. You get to, and you know, it's different for different people, as we've been saying. So, Colleen, I mean, some people love their running, right? Because you get that runner's high afterwards. And I'm sure you get some kind of high after the CrossFit. And then when it's yoga and you breathing and you're connecting and you kind of feeling into what your limitations are, and can you just push yourself a little bit further? These are all wonderful exercises for the mind, for our emotional health. And it really, really is important that people don't see it as just physical, that mental plays such an important role. We're going to take a quick break, Colleen, and then afterwards we're going to speak very, very briefly about people who have some kind of medical condition and they're going to start with fitness. Quick break, we'll be right back.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Welcome back to the show. I have Colleen Peterson, who's the owner of CrossFit Anywhere in Reimsdijk. We're talking about fitness, what's holding you back, that health incorporates physical health and your mental health, that if you prioritize health and you prioritize looking at your time and you look at, you know, what do I spend a lot of time on and can I introduce exercise? And certainly when it comes to budget, we go, oh, well, I can't afford it. Anyone can afford it because there's so many free options. And that actually, and I love what Colleen said, is that you really should prioritize it because of the physical and mental benefits that you get from it. Very quickly, Colleen, for people listening to the show who are on all sorts of treatments, we've got a minute left, and they're feeling a bit hesitant about starting exercises. It's daunting if they do have certain conditions. What do you say to them?
So I think first off, it's just important to realize that everyone's journey is different. We spoke about it earlier on, and two people might have the same injury or condition, but their circumstances may be completely different, you know, which also affects that how fitness is approached mentally. So depending on your specific needs, first off, get your medical clearance before starting any exercise program. It will just help with your confidence, and everything can be scalable. So understand your limits, work with a healthcare provider if need be, or a specialist to determine safe activities and to guide you on, you know, which exercises to avoid that could, you know, exacerbate your condition. You can customize your planning. You can begin with very low impact activities like walking or even stretching, and swimming is also a great one. It minimizes strain on both, you know, your muscular as well as your cardiovascular structures. And then, yeah, just remember to choose activities you enjoy. Connect with support groups and communities. Those are great for motivation and encouragement. You know, I certainly found that. And always remember, not every day is going to be a good day. But consistency is always key in showing up. It's always key rather than going full out every single time. Just make sure that you show up. Your best is going to look different every single day. But consistency, consistency, consistency.
Oh, Colleen, thank you so much. Thank you for your wonderful tips. Really, really loved having you on the show. Thank you. Colleen
Thanks,
Beaver,
Nikki.
thank you. Owner of CrossFit Anywhere in Ramesach. And if you want to get hold of Colleen, I'm sure you can, I'm sure she's on Facebook, CrossFit Anywhere, or just check out the website. Thank you for a great show. Thank you so much for tuning in. We also want to just take this opportunity to thank you, our incredible community, for taking action, and that's for the charity. Because your action is what makes our daily commitment to our warriors, and that's on behalf of the DL Link possible. So we're thrilled to share some exciting news. During our campaign, we received the green light to start our build on June the 18th. It is around the corner. So at our Three C's dinner, our guest speaker, Andreas, a member of our family, said, "I couldn't help but draw parallels between the construction of a house and the building of relationships within our community. Just as every brick and beam contributes to the creation of a home, each interaction and act of kindness strengthens the bonds that holds us together as the DL Link family. This milestone brings us closer to sharing our vision, and we just can't wait to share our inside out journey with you." So thank you and you and you for making it all possible. And thank you so much for tuning in. It's always a pleasure to be with you. For me, Nikki Seberini, until next week, do take care and goodbye.